Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. So, lest it be said that I'm never in Ireland, well, here I am in Derry, which is it the fourth biggest city in Ireland, the second biggest city in Northern Ireland. It's only my third visit to this city. The first one's when I was one, so that's last year. Anyway, it's a city which is bisected by the River Foyle. There you see. This side is called the water side, and over the other side there's the bog side. There's the Diamond of Derry, which is the ancient walled city. So first alluded to in the 6th century AD, when St. Columba, or is it Columkill? I can't remember, founded a monastery here, none of which remains. And there's St. Eugene's Cathedral. That's the Catholic one. There's the Church of Ireland one, I can't remember what that's called. That's why, because the city walls is Bishop Street within, as in inside the city walls, Bishop Street without, as in outside the city walls, and so on. I'm walking on the Peace Bridge, built by a German architect in 2011. So this, to some extent, was where the Troubles began, the modern Troubles in 1969, but I might speak about that in a separate video. So then you can see Donegal beyond those hills. That's in the Republic of Ireland. So we're only, you know, sort of 2 miles from the border. It's a city of about 100,000 people. Vita Veritas Victoria being the city's motto, as in life, truth, victory. And then it's got a coat of arms of this skeleton sitting, hand on his forehead, and sort of this contemplative pose. I wonder why he's got that attitude, but it's something to do with a legend with the foundation of the city. And then there's the, what is it above it? Oh yeah, the coat of arms of the City of London. So obviously, Dora, as in oak wood, is a very common toponym across Ireland, as in there's a wood and of oak trees. There's one in West Cork near Ross Carberry, for instance, or in places Eden Derry is part of toponyms. But then the Corporation of London, as in various livery companies there, they decided they would set up this city, really expand the extant city. So a lot of English immigrants came in the very early 17th century, and that's why they put Londonderry on the front of the city. So you can call it Londonderry. It's officially Londonderry until 1986. Well, certainly the city corporation renamed itself Derry City Corporation, or as a council, rather than Londonderry. So most people here call it Derry. I mean, I call it Derry. I'm not one of those people even throwing a fit if somebody uses a word that I don't, the alternative name. I help kind of by those people say, you've got to say what I want you to say. You're not allowed to say what you want to say. I don't claim a censorious right over others. So you can see how wide the River Foyle is. The Derry city name debate, I'll call it Londonderry occasionally just to balance it up. I thought, well, could they compromise on Foyle Bridge? Or the other one is, Maiden Cities. It was never entered because, tell about the Siege of Derry another time, how the walls were not breached. Stroke City, as in Derry, stroke Londonderry. I remember on the train here, they were always saying, Derry, Londonderry, with a special accent on the Londonderry, and said the second time. There was Captain Terence O'Neill, Prime Minister of Northern Ireland, 1963 to 69, and he used to pronounce this Londonderry. So the London was so overemphasised that the Derry was scarcely audible. So here we are. Anyway, it's in the county of Londonderry. We might want to call it County Derry. I don't mind. The Royal Navy was here. Goodness, certainly in the Second World War. The US Navy had bases here, even in the early 1970s, when the Troubles broke out, and then they were required to leave sometime after that. There's a University College Dublin historian, Dr. Edward Burke, who said, I mean, some of the loyalists suspected some of the US Navy were assisting the IRA, and they were correct. Well, there's only a handful of them, because the US Navy, they're all men in those days, and some of the sailors were dating local women. It was a majority Catholic city back then, and, you know, some of the Catholic community were pro-IRA, and some of these women had connections there. Some of the US sailors, for ideological reasons, would have been that way inclined. They will say it was coming up to the bicentenary of the American Revolution, would have said, oh, Great Britain is our foe, and so forth. So we are almost crossed it, and there's the road bridge that away. Is there another bridge that way? The railway doesn't cross it anymore, so the choo-choo train came here in the 1840s, and these would be a network of railways going down to Strabane and County Tyrone, across the Donegal, but all shut. You know, the beaching reports shut everything in the early 1960s, but here, there's talk of reopening it, going across to Donegal and so forth. So we've got very close links to that adjacent county. Four to the foreigners, as it means in Irish. Methinks it's dark-haired foreigners. Okay, so much to say about this city with its checkered past. And behind me is the Guild Hall, which I've been into just once, as in most places called the City Hall. So guilds were something like between a trades union and a professional association, as in the Goldsmiths Guild or a Tailor's Guild or a Carpenter's Guild or a Butcher's Guild or whatever. Serve your apprenticeship for 7 years, then do your masterpiece to be a master of that craft, and then you are a full member of that guild. They regulated prices, standard of work and things like that. And a guild that would stay together, pray together. Often there's a religious aspect to it. And they would look out for each other, pay into some sort of charitable fund. So they make benevolent payments to widows, orphans, those who were suffering infirmity, were unable to work, and so forth. So difficult to get into guild, it was a bit nepotistic. Now, guilds have long since gone the way of all flesh, but nevertheless, it's still called the Guild Hall. Like there's the Guild Hall in London town. Okay, so here it is, and I'm about to show you. You'll see some of the old city walls, completely intact. I've walked the city halls but just once before. Anyway, so it's in such a good state now, and there are so many fairly large houses, even in obviously working class areas of the city, so it's done well. Also, it's a very affordable place to live because, you know, Dublin's very pricey, Belfast is kind of getting pricey these days, but this is a smallish city, but it's kind of got a lot. It's got its own airport, doesn't fly that many places. Get the train to Belfast, but that takes 2 hours. Get the bus in about an hour and a half, and there's not too much traffic or anything. Well, even if you look at the quality of the cars, they're not all bangers or anything. So fortunately, the troubles is long over. Sadly, I saw some pro-terrorist graffiti in the water site. It's in UFF, Ulster Freedom Fighters, which was this monstrous anti-Catholic organization notorious for sectarian murders, killing men, being presumed Catholics. No link to the IRA or the Irish National Liberation Army. So here we are, this map. I've just come across there near the Guild Hall, okay? There's the waterside. And here is, there's the bogside. There's the diamond, really. The bogside's further over there. There's areas like Cregan and so forth. So that's the constituency. The purposes of the United Kingdom Parliament is called Foyle. But anyway, Derry's now united with Strabane for the purpose of local government. It's Derry and Strabane District Council. So Derry was given the honour of being the first United Kingdom city of culture in 2013. Perhaps surprisingly they accepted it. You think it's a very nationalist dominated council, say, no, we can't possibly acknowledge that we're part of the United Kingdom. But they did, because, you know, money talks. So Colm Eastwood came from here, John Hume, many distinguished people, writers, scholars and so forth. Social crossover. So doesn't get that many tourists. It is, when I came here last time, I met a German and I got in contact with him, bizarrely through the internet. I was just on the plane about to fly to South Africa. Astonishing. He wrote me a letter when I began university, but never gave a return address. And I found him all those years later. And there was a German guy, called, not German, after the German, a Spaniard called Jesus, as in Jesus. He used to work at Burger King in Dublin. Met him as well. Went to a pub, things called the Henry Joy. Astonishing how I remember it like it. I remember yesterday, but never got his surname. All right, thank you for watching my channel. Please comment, subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.